Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. 520-9710. 888-520-9710.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
On 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Well, guess what we're talking about still. Flies.
Who would be the topic of the century?
888-520-9710 is how you contribute your fly information. Justin and Carson, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Justin?
Oh, well, me and my girlfriend went to the L.A. County Fair yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I had a little too many drinks, so I had to use one of the nasty porta-potties. And anyways, I went inside and I pulled up one of the lids and, like 500 to 1,000 flies came out of this thing.
Oh, God.
And so I'm flipping out and I had already pulled my zipper down and, you know, unbuttoned the jeans. So I fall out of the porta potty and like my, you know, I'm a little exposed laying out in the sidewalk.
That's
so.
The fair.
Yeah, it was a little embarrassing. Okay,
you're so drunk that the flies scare you out of a porta potty, but you're still courteous enough to lift the lid because you don't want to pee on the lid at a fair porta potty. I never touched that lid.
Oh, God, or you use your foot at least.
I don't care if the lady after me gets ticked off.
Terrible.
Mm. You sprinkled. I don't care. Do I know you?
You know, when a fly lands on you out just in your house or out in the yard, there's a chance that maybe it recently walked just on a leaf or was on the ground just milling around. But if you're in a porta potty, you know what's on the bottom of those fly feet.
Now, is the porta potty a fair for flies? They're like, hey, let's go down to the porta potty tonight.
Are they also?
I mean, that's like the favorite time of year.
It's like it would be the equivalent of like a taste of Encino and all these different.
Meet you at the log ride. Got an email from Emily. She's got a funny story. It says, one day I'm doing dishes and apparently I had a family of flies that hated me because they were like five flies just doing laps around my head. I couldn't find the stupid fly swatter. Of course, so I grabbed a dish towel and started flicking the towel in the air like a whip. My husband walks in and I end up whipping him right in the face with the towel. But that's not the best part. The best part is I got two of those little SOBs at the same time. One fell on the ground, the other stuck on his face.
I've done the dish towel thing too.
Why?
I mean, I don't know what it is. Like I turn into, because I get obsessed, like you said.
You hate flies. You're a fly racist.
I think I might be. I can't stand the little maggots.
When you get on this quest, it's like, you know, you have a bigger brain. Well, most of you have a bigger brain than a fly, and you know, we're more highly evolved. Yet this one little, tiny little thing with a speck of a brain is running your life.
Right.
It's buzzing your head, you turn around, it's gone.
And then I figure,
you must kill it.
If I let it go, then it's one somehow. And I'm like,
exactly.
No, you're not. And now when I finally do kill it, I don't even know if it's the same one I'd been chasing all night, or if a new one's born.
Yeah, some innocent fly's last word is, hey, what'd I do? I was just flying over there.
I'm sorry, you all look alike. Oh, there I go being racist again.
Leslie of Pasadena. What's up, Leslie?
I can't believe I'm sharing this one, so this is embarrassing. But a few weeks back, I had two rogue flies, and I'm like you. I'm bigoted, completely bigoted against flies. I'm convinced they're disease-ridden.
Yeah.
And a few weeks back, I've got these two rogue flies just harassing me, and I'm trying to feed my two little kids, and you know, they're 4 and 1, so I'm sitting there spoon-feeding them, and the flies are just harassing me and landing on my kids' food, and I'm trying to swat at them with a newspaper. Well, at one point, I put the newspaper down, and I got so frustrated because one sat right in front of me, and I took her hand and killed it, and it mashed all over my hand.
Fly paste. Fly pate.
Yeah. Well, the worst part was not that I mashed it with my bare hand. Was I'm so used to cleaning up applesauce and bananas and things like that that I licked it off my hand.
Oh,
Leslie!
Oh my God!
How'd it taste?
Oh,
I was here to hang up with my chicken.
I think she just dropped dead from the disease.
God.
Oh my God!
Why don't flies get the hint that they're being swatted at? I mean, again, the perspective thing.
Yeah.
You, the size of you to a fly is like you walking up to the Empire State Building. If you walked up to the Empire State Building and it started swatting 20 floors at you, wouldn't you leave it alone?
But I wonder if it's a fun game for them. Like that, like Frank said, they're all a bunch of buddies and they're going, dude, try to hit. Okay, try to miss. The hands going. You try. Whoa.
You may be quicker, but I'm.
They're all teenage flies.
Yeah, they're
just
like,
being little a-holes.
You almost got it. She almost got you.
Jamie's emailed him when I was 5 years old. My sister and I went to an ice cream parlor where I always ordered the bright blue bubblegum ice cream. My sister and I just sat down with our spoons to dig in when a huge horsefly dive bombs my ice cream and started digging its way deeper and deeper into the blue bubblegum ice cream.
That's strange.
Where it finally died from the freezing cold. I started crying. My sister started chanting, "Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for fly scream."
Oh, God.
And I've hated her ever since.
Yes, you should.
And bubblegum ice cream.
Now, what's a horsefly? I know it's a big fly, but it's just a big fly.
Massive fly.
Yeah, they're big biting flies.
Completely different breed
Must
than the regular
species.
House fly.
They're huge. Yeah, massive Ooh. Things. Joy in L.A., you're with Rusty, Heidi, and Frank.
Okay, I learned when I was a kid in the 70s, we had those trash compactors.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
If a fly got in there, you know, you don't take it out for days. You come down one morning and there's like moving rice on the grass, on the rug in the kitchen. You know, you got to get the vacuum and vacuum up the maggots. I'm with you, Heidi. I have such an aversion to flies and their offspring. So now when I'm in the kitchen and I'm whacking with a magazine and I can't hit it, I just go get the dust buster. I take the thing off and with the nozzle, it's a vortex. It's the wind. It sucks them in.
Joy, I know. I'm like a crazy person. Obsessed.
I love it. Do it. Do
I
it.
Will. I'll do that tonight.
Oh, good, Heidi.
Joy, are you going at the same time?
I'll turn my Dyson into a Flyson. I will.
Heidi.
I'm as lame as the bubblegum girl. Bubblegum ice cream girl. Jesus, kill me
now.
Yeah,
scream your fly scream.
Smack, smack.
Gabby in Pasadena. You want Frosty, Heidi, and Frank?
Hi, this morning I woke up to maggots all over the kitchen floor.
Yeah.
And I'm so disgusted. It's like no breakfast, no lunch. It's like I don't ever want to see.
And definitely no Chinese food tonight.
Oh, of course not. And you know what, Frosty? Stick to that diet. Maggots in the morning. You won't eat for days. Guaranteed.
Maggots in the morning.
Yes.
Maggots in the
evening. Hey, it was 97 FM with Maggots in the Morning, everybody.
Yeah.
Coming up 8 in a row. Stick around. You might win a free car. Eugene, you're with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank with Maggots in the Morning.
Great big fat person, Heidi and Frank.
What's up?
Now, my method for killing flies is kind of similar to Frosty's, except that I don't use Windex. I use Lysol.
Okay.
And I spray them. Now, that doesn't kill them immediately, but when they make another round past me, I get out my Bic lighter.
Okay.
And you know, the Lysol cans make a hell of a nice torch, except when you get too close to the curtains and damn near burn down the house.
But the fly's gone.
Yeah, a lot of people are emailing saying Aquanet, that really heavy, thick hairspray that you can just basically, it's like a freeze ray. In the midair, they're like, stand up! Drop.
And here's you walking away.
Yeah, exactly. And now I got them off the damn floor. Great.
You know, and then we passed 9/11 without anything bad happening to us. Thank God. Thank Allah, Akbar. Mm-hmm. But if the terrorists really want to invoke fear in our soldiers, they'll just come at them with Aquanet and a lighter. Because those talk about flamethrowers. You've done an Amazon.
Of course. So I used to get rid of my brother.
Adam in Simi Valley writes, "All right, Frank, I've been listening since I was 14, and I am turning 21 at the end of the month, so I obviously love the show, but what the hell's with the fly hour? We've reached an all-time low."
The fly hour.
Or
has it been an hour?
Or is it an all-time?
It's too obvious.
Both of you. You know the Sky Mile or the Sky Mall?
Yeah.
Magazine on airplanes.
Love
yeah.
it.
I haven't seen this product in there, but this person claims there is a fly swatter in that magazine that keeps track of swats and kills.
Like a percentage?
Yeah. your fly batting average.
Oh, my God. Oh, we got to get that.
Act like you're surprised at Christmas.
Oh, what? God. That's too good. Benny in Garden Grove. Hello.
Hey, Fatty, Fishy, and Frank. How you guys doing?
What up?
Didn't think I was fishy.
Oh, that's Heidi.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, what you do is you get a rubber band, you snip it to where it's only one piece. You follow the fly around wherever he's flying, and you just let it go and hold on to it with your other hand, and it always works. You get him while he's flying in the air.
Well, it takes a lot of aim and skill to flip him with a rubber band.
It's really easy, but try it.
Huh. You mean those big fat rubber band things?
I'm not
things?
Even sure I follow. Snip
yeah,
a rubber band and cut it in half so it's just one piece?
Yeah, just cut it in half to where it's just one long piece, and you hold on, you just follow him, let it go right where he's at, and you'll get him right in the air.
But it ruins a perfectly good rubber band.
How would Frosty put up his hair?
You can borrow one of my scrunchies. Don't worry.
There's also the football spike method where you catch the fly and cup it in your hand and you slam it on the table.
Oh.
You just throw it against the table. You don't squish it. Spike.
Seems so cruel somehow. A slow death, really.
You know, I was fighting a different fly earlier in the year, and I remember I, again, devoted like an hour of a Sunday afternoon to trying to set it free. I have giant sliding glass doors. You've seen my house. These massive doors. And it was right there, stuck on the window next to it. And I guess flies freak out because they don't know why there's an invisible force field they can't get through. They don't know what a window is. It was, what, 6 inches from the door. Freedom was right there.
Mm-hmm.
I opened the sliding glass door all the way. I'm trying to shoo it towards the outside.
Yeah.
How can it be so oblivious? Can it smell the outside air? Yeah. It continues to walk around all confused like on the window.
I can't get out.
Hello.
Do you think there's ever been a fly that's gotten trapped on an airplane? Like it's up there and it's going, oh, crap.
It looks out the window. Look how fast I'm going.
I have gotten way out of my way. I'm lost. No?
They're not dressed properly.
So if a fly...
I can see too much of your wings, mister.
They always get kicked off.
If a fly boarded a plane in, like, say, Newark and landed in Paris, would it be able to speak with the other flies there? Would there be a language barrier?
Le buzz.
Are flies universal worldwide, or are there different... Would he stick out as a foreigner, and there's no way to get back home, and it's like E.T. sort of.
He would have to pretend he's Canadian so everybody doesn't hate him.
Kate, you're with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hey, guys. I just thought I'd let you know, I'm in college right now, and I worked in a laboratory a couple years ago, a fly laboratory, and I bred fruit flies. And they had, like, all sorts of mutations.
Gay,
like,
flies, right? Is that a fruit fly? Is that what I'm thinking? The gay flies?
Exactly.
Heidi.
I'm leaving.
I had to breed, I had to pick out all the virgin fruit flies and breed them to other guy flies, and they have, like...
How big is the microscope to see a fly's hymen?
They actually have something called the meconium, which is like a little green spot on their abdomen.
Oh.
And you had to, like, pick them out.
That goes away if they've had sex.
It blows away the Oral-B toothbrush.
And I had to, I just jokingly I had to pick them out on a Monday morning and put them in with the guy flies, and there were no virgin fruit flies, and I jokingly made the comment, oh, I guess they had a busy weekend, and I didn't really make too many friends that day.
That's funny! Come on!
So when a fruit fly loses virginity, the spot goes away?
Yeah,
I've heard Hindu women are like that, too. Victor, you're with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hey, guys.
Great.
All right. Well, when I was in Texas, I was about in Texas about 5 years ago working for a grocery chain called Kroger.
Oh,
I was working in the meat department, and I was taking a lady's order. And she was telling me what she wanted, some steaks. And while I was talking to her, a fly flew in my mouth, like a little baby fly flew in my mouth. And I didn't want to, like, gag in front of her, and, you know, she'd probably get grossed out or something, so I kept it in my mouth, and I kept talking to her and taking down her order. And then when she was gone, I went to the back sink and I spit it up, and
Could you feel it bouncing off your cheeks?
Trying to get out?
Imagine how it felt.
It was so moist that I guess his wings got wet, so he couldn't fly anymore. And it was just like crawling in the back of my throat. And
he's crawling down your throat.
I was trying not to gag,
Did you start talking funny, sort of like a stroke victim when you got a fly in your mouth?
All of a sudden, Kirk Douglas had taken your meat order.
Because one time I had a contact, this one I used to wear, the rigid, hard, gas permeable lens contacts. Remember those?
Yeah.
Now they're soft and squishy.
Thanks.
I was pictured it. Anyway, many times in the old days, the gas permeable lens would pop out of my eye, and I'd be talking to I'd have to put it in my mouth to keep it in there, moist, so I could get to my solution.
You didn't want anyone to know your
And someone would come and talk to me, they don't know I got a contact lens stuck to the side of my tongue, I can't swallow. And suddenly I'm talking like, it had a stroke. It's supposed to run me frosty. I'm missing you. The other side like this. Didn't you notice that?
Even his tongue's getting fat.
Got an email from Dan saying, how do I get rid of flies? I play back some of Frosty's long-winded stories, and the flies get bored and leave my house.
Oh, how terribly funny that one.
They actually run smack dab into the fly swatter. Suicide.
They grab the fly swatter and smack themselves. Bug aside.
Bugicide.
I'm still stuck on Fly Hymen, which I think is a great name for a band, yeah, if you're looking.
Hey, hey.
Fly Hymen, yeah, the punk band Fly Hymen.
Al, you with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
I'm sorry.
We should put up a MySpace page for a fake band and call it Fly Hymen and see how many friends we get. Imagine the CD cover.
Hey, guys, I want to thank you for having this topic because I've had this joke forever, but as you can see, you know, Fly Talk never comes really, you know, never comes up.
Well, here's your chance, Al.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. What did the Mexican fly say to the other Mexican fly?
Oh, God. What did the Mexican fly say to the other fly?
What?
Mi caca es su caca.
Let me give you a prize, Al.
All right.
Been saving that joke for today. A pair of tickets to the UFC 76 knockout September 22nd at the Honda Center.
Sweet.
Visit 76.ufc.com to get your tickets.
I'll be using that one.
Our number is 888-520-9710.
Greg. The other fly, Joe. Oh, no, what do you call a fly with no wings? A walk.
Oh, God. That's so elementary, Frank.
It is. It's the oldest joke in the book.
That's right. What do you call a cow with no legs?
Ground beef.
But we digress. Back to flies.
Hey, Cows guys, is how you next doing today?
Well, I hey, can't Greg. Wait.
Hey, do you ever plan a go to a great extent to plan a great vacation? When you get there, you found out that it's the worst place in the world. Try going to the Philippines for a couple of weeks, and you book your reservation at the Hyatt Regency there in Manila. Mm-hmm. And you get there, and what's the building right next door to you? The San Miguel Brewery.
A brewery next to your hotel sounds okay. Great. Why is it bad?
Because flies there are about the size of golf balls, 4 to 5 feet thick.
Oh, God.
4 to 5 feet thick?
What?
Enough about Frank's penis.
The length of a golf ball and 4 to 5 feet thick.
Frank, ready to slam the door?
Yes.
Welcome to the Fly at Regency.
Oh, I hope he's gone for good.
I don't know if we're continuing this or not.
We're not.
I didn't think so. On we go.
But the calls are still coming in.
Well, if you couldn't get through because they were jammed, you can always email us and we'll read your fly comments later. Here's that address.
Let's be Frank, 971 at MSN.com.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Big party coming up. Get your livers ready. Week from Saturday, this is the 22nd. It's our 7th anniversary, 7 years of this show.
Mm.
I believe the stroke of midnight is when we officially been together 7 years. Can
time
you believe
flies.
It? Yeah. That is a week from Saturday, the 22nd. It's going to be at Long Beach, in Long Beach, at the Vault 350. And, of course, you're all invited. It'll start at 8. And the best part is, besides getting to meet you, we've got some great bands, the best bands of the whole year from our thing we do every Friday on Should I Stay or Should I Go. The best, a handful of bands competing for the title of Best of the Best. They'll all be playing. So a great night with some great music and us and you hanging out. That's the 22nd, Saturday night, at the Vault 350 in Long Beach.
And some other surprises and some celebrities. And it'll
really?
Be, yeah,
I'm promising things now.
It'll be a good night.
You only have to come
yeah,
through.
Yeah, exactly. Now I got to make some calls.
I can promise you it'll be a good night.
Really?
Fun had by all. Sure.
Define celebrity. That's pretty general these days. If you're on a reality show for 2 minutes, you're a celebrity.
There you
so,
go.
Yeah, we
they'll
can,
probably
we
be
can
some
take
of those.
Care of that easily, yeah.
So will the night be as fun as that birthday present you gave me?
Yes, it will be. It will be exactly like that.
You said you'd give me on Friday, and then you just must have forgot.
I had all the girls bringing you a cake, Frank. All
that was your
the,
idea.
The love, of course.
Oh, I thought that was the station. That was
no,
you.
That was me.
The station still hates me. Thanks
no,
for letting
they,
me know
they
that.
They love you. They actually paid for it. But
they
I
paid for it. It was your
it.
Idea.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I thought it was gonna be something a little more, you know, from you.
Intimate.
You know, yeah. You know, like from me, Heidi. You know, I didn't get a card.
Sorry.
I'm all right, though.
I don't expect one on my birthday either. Right?
When is your birthday again?
No,
I know we've been together almost 7 years, and I always forget Heidi's birthday.
It's coming
it's
up,
in December.
It? I thought it was this month.
It
September.
Is this month.
It is this month.
Yeah, it's coming up.
September, have we had it?
23rd, 25th.
No, have we had 23rd. It already?
I'll never tell.
No. Oh, nice.
September 17th.
23rd.
No.
Crap.
No.
How can we forget it every year?
Well, I gave her a birthday present like 2 months ago.
So he's good.
So, because I knew I would forget the actual day. So no, somewhere in August, I said,
he's good because he gave it to you a month early?
Yeah, we're good. But we're good if you don't get me anything. Look, you're not sleeping.
Just tell us
you're
the
not
day.
Sleeping with me, so I don't expect you to know what day I was born.
But we've been together. We've had 7 birthdays together.
We should know that.
You figured I'd remember.
I mean, I know yours. Yeah. And Frost.
Isn't it good enough to get the month right? I mean, that's...
But
you know.
Frank didn't even get that. At least you got the month right. He's like, it's December.
I knew
right?
It had an ember in it.
You didn't get an office card, you said, right, Frank?
I didn't get a card from Heidi or you.
But you didn't get the thing. Office. A lot of places at work, someone puts a card in front of you. Here, it's Steve's birthday. Sign the card. Mm-hmm. And it's someone you never even know.
Yeah.
And so what do you sign? Hey!
Have a great day.
I hate cards that don't mean anything.
You're fired.
What's his name again?
That's what I write on there. The boss's name.
I think the last time I signed one of those for someone I didn't even know who they were, I just signed obligatory signature.
I was like, my dentist even sends me a little birthday postcard
really?
With Garfield on it.
My dentist sent me a plaque. Ronald emailed, if you'd like to do that, let's be frank, 971@msn.com is the email address. It's about flies. I'm sorry, we're kind of backtracking here. It says, while backpacking, my wife and I decided to enjoy the outdoors au naturel with a little romp in the woods, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
She remarked how ticklish I was as I was working my way downstairs with kisses and gentle licks. I looked further down and saw two flies around her nene. Isn't that a sign you probably should stop there?
Right.
Move back up to the head. Someone's been hiking a little too long.
Somebody a little rat, musky, little dank.
You're so ticklish. Oh, God, Ronald.
Oh.
I don't think Ronald stopped, though. I think he kept going to the summit.
Well, you know, once you're there, where else are you going to plant the flag?
You're going to think I'm trying to top that story, and I'm not. I would not have mentioned this otherwise. You know, I'm naked sometimes in my house.
Mm-hmm.
It's just me and the dog. No one can really see in my backyard. And remember when it was hot a couple weeks ago? We had that really bad heat spell for about a week. And I have a swimming pool, nice little pool in my patio. And I'm naked in the house, usually running around. So I just jump out in the pool, get all splashed around. And it was one of the evenings where it was still sort of a warm evening. And Rudy Dog was out there. He jumped up on one of my, long story, teak, tan.
Chaise lounges, yeah.
Yeah, those things, which was flat. I get two of them side by side. He's up there chewing his little rawhide stick, and I had my beach towel there for when I was going to lay out, but never got around to it. So I got out of the pool, and I lay there next to him, and the sun is just going down. It's that nice, kind of quasi-warm, cool part of the evening, and I'd snuggled up next to him, and I think I'd had a couple beers in the afternoon, so I was a little woozy. And I thought, well, I'll just lay here and take a little nap, drifting off to sleep, hugging my dog.
Yeah.
On a Southern California warm evening, kind of nice and peaceful. And I woke up to this weird, I'm laying on my side, fetal position. I woke up to this weird, tickly sensation in my anal area. And it woke me up. I thought, kind of strange. I went away, I went back to sleep. There it is again. There was a fly.
Did you think you were dreaming of Brad?
Who wants a protein boost?
There was a fly or some flying insect walking around up in there. In there. To them, it was like, look at this massive.
They were spelunking.
So I'd swat at it, and I was just lazy enough and tired enough where I wanted to just continue sleeping. So for the next 20 minutes, I kept being woken up by this thing trying to walk up in there.
It probably looked like it was caught in a Venus flytrap with gray teeth.
Finally, I went inside to get away from it. It would not leave me alone.
Are you sure you got away from it?
And that's the only part of me it was interested in. It was like fly around the air, then land there and walk around. Tickle, tickle, tickle.
We're going to find ectoskeleton one day.
Steve just whispered in my ear, maybe the gerbil ate it.
Steve.
Steven.
I take back my happy Rosh Hashanah.
He's the censor, folks.
Oh, God.
Heidi's birthday is September 24th.
Look at that. Who loves me?
Well, I was
Tony.
Tony. Thanks, Tony.
Tony and Chris. And Greg.
I said 23rd. Jeff. Close.
Oh, Tony, Chris, Greg, and Jeff.
Yeah, they all knew your birthday.
They love me. Yeah. Thank you.
Is that a weekday? Are we working that day?
Well, the 22nd Saturday, 23rd Sunday. That's a Monday. That's the Monday after our party. So when
yeah,
you come
I should
to,
have known that. It's your birthday's around the party.
When
time.
You come to our party, It's my birthday, too, sort of, kind of.
Yeah, now we got to do something.
No, you don't have to do anything. Just show up. That's all I want. I just want to see your smiling faces, drunk.
Yay.
Hammered. Since we're still... Hello?
I'm sorry. I have to take this call.
Wow.
Look at you, Mr. Important.
The missiles are flying.
I'm sorry to miss the beginning of this. I'll be back.
Press the button.
So I started with, have you ever caught an ant on fire? And went on went to the fly hour.
Yeah.
Where I was going.
Mm-hmm.
Out of Pompano Beach, Florida, this story comes. Two boys were setting cockroaches on fire. Just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like fun.
I'm kind of fine with that because I hate those, even though I love animals.
And they burned down their grandparents' home. The boys, 8 and 10 years old, were sleeping over at their grandparents' house, decided to use rubbing alcohol and a lighter to set cockroaches they saw in their room on fire. The bed caught on fire, and the blaze spread throughout the house. So where I was going was playing with fire as a kid, and that's usually when your arson tendencies come out, is very young, when you can actually make a lighter work with your thumb.
Yeah.
You start lighting stuff on fire. So did you burn down your grandparents' home? Did you set an entire field on fire? Are there forest fires out there that you're responsible for, but the authorities don't know?
You can come clean.
This is radio.
Mm-hmm.
And you can change your name. What's the biggest thing you set on fire and nobody knows about it? Mine's a Hummer dealership.
You environmentalist, you.
Yeah, me.
When do kids? I mean, obviously,
I was never really into lighting stuff.
We know that if you light Aquanet on fire or rubbing alcohol, like these kids did in the cockroach story, when do you learn that it's
that things are flammable?
How old were these guys?
8 and 10.
See, at 8 years old, did you know that rubbing? I mean, you knew that. Oh, if you got a wound, your mom would get out the rubbing alcohol and clean it because you skinned your knee, you're falling off your bike. But when do you go, hey? Because lighting something wet, you know, usually doesn't cause fire. So I want to know, how do you even know that, hey, when do you discover that? An older brother maybe goes, pour alcohol on it and then light it on fire.
Yeah, that's passed down through generations.
Oh.
Email from Andrew saying, this one time at school during a science class, I turned on a gas tap without connecting a Bunsen burner, left it on for about 30 seconds or so, got my match, lit it, and put my match in front of this gas, the tap. And it says the ensuing flame was about 20 feet long and burnt the plastic anatomy skeleton that was in the room.
Oh, my God.
Needless to say, I was suspended for a while. Good times.
I was
from England, listening online.
England. Cheerio. I think that's what they say
he
there.
Melted the class's anatomy skeleton.
My first apartment that I was living in when I was going to school in Cincinnati, little dinky little apartment, kind of like Danny Bonaduce's, maybe 800 square feet. And I'm a candle freak, still to this day a candle freak. Well, in this apartment, I had like a standing candelabra, but it was standing on carpeting. Not hardwood floor, standing on like a brown, shaggy.
It's not very stable. Probably tall, a little top heavy.
It was tall, and it's not really a good idea to light candles on when it's on carpet, because if the wax does drip, it's going to drip on carpet. It's easy to chip.
Well, the wax won't light the carpet.
Well, no, but when you're now... In my brain, I'm young, stupid. Now I would know this isn't the
way to
go.
Now you're just old and stupid.
Old and stupid. The candle left the candle burning all night. Woke up in the morning. No fire, but it had all dripped down, and there's a pile big as a volleyball of wax in this brown shag carpeting. Now, at the time, I don't have a lot of money, so I'm going, oh, my God, my $150 security deposit. How am I going to get this wax out of this brown shag carpeting? So what do you do to maybe clean up? In my head back in the day, I'm thinking, I'll light the wax and melt it, and I'll be able to clean it up somehow. But sure enough, trying to melt the wax.
You lit the carpet.
I lit the carpet. So now I had a bigger mess because now I had...
Why you don't wax your carpet today? You prefer other methods?
Exactly. So then I ended up just taking scissors and cutting a big hole in the carpet to get rid of the burn marks and the wax. And then I put a potted plant over the hole. And I got my $150 back.
You left the plant. Oh, keep the plant.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I'll just donate that to the apartment.
It's a housewarming.
Everybody, hey, did you miss me? Hey, did you miss me? I was gone, but now I'm back. Hey, babe, did you miss me?
No, we did not miss you. No, we did not miss you.
Here we are in high school. It's High School Musical 2. I'm back. What
so
I
you're
miss.
Probably listening in the hall. Talking about arson stories. Getting back to where we started before we got to the fly hour.
God, that was like 2 hours ago.
It really was. Two boys set their grandparents' house on fire, lighting cockroaches with alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Or rubbing alcohol. Got the bed on fire, burned their grandparents' house down. So people are calling it right now with what they set on fire as a kid. And as arsonist, burned it down. Maybe didn't get caught, but the largest thing you ever set on fire.
I missed it, but did Heidi do the way too easy, obvious, hot cockroach pun? No. Oh, no. You did. Oh,
have you? But you did.
Oh,
you did.
Well, I was thinking like you, though, so you
don't have one of those tickle your butt area.
Don't think like me.
Well, there's another story of arson out of Florence, Oregon that I have, 2 in 1 day. A woman was arrested and charged with arson and burglary after police say she set fire to the home of a neighbor she thought had stolen her keys. The 23-year-old woman later found her keys hanging from her pants pocket.
Classic.
Now, according to the police report, the woman told the deputy that after discovering her keys missing, she broke into her neighbor's trailer. Oh, it's a trailer, Parker thought.
Shocking.
And began trashing the place. Is that possible?
What does that mean? She's tidied up?
Yeah, she dusted. let's see, where am I?
Cleaned a crock pot?
After going home to fetch lighter fluid and cooking oil, she returned to the neighbor's place and tried to start a fire by spraying lighter fluid on a hot stove burner. When that didn't work, she allegedly placed the oil and a stuffed animal on the stove. She called 911 and hid in a bush across the street while deputies and firefighters responded. Now, the woman's boyfriend said a friend called him at work, and he rushed home to find her hiding in the bushes, barefoot and incoherent. The woman told her boyfriend her keys were missing, at which time he pointed to a set of keys hanging from her pants pocket, and she began to cry. there's your keys. There's a flaming trailer behind her.
Well, don't I feel stupid. Egg on my face. Do you really need lighter fluid and vegetable oil or cooking
overkill.
Oil? I mean, you know, one or the other probably do.
I had a story I just threw away a couple days ago because it's old
Liar,
now.
Liar, you never throw away stories.
No, I just look where it's going. Kind of similar to that. Not really, but it was about a fireman somewhere who wanted to rape a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very, I'm usually opposed to rape. Well,
most times.
But I mean, if you're going to do it, if you really think it out like this guy, there is an admirable equality. You yourself, Heidi, have said that there were admirable equalities to Hitler.
Well,
maybe we should discuss this.
Maybe take it out of context, yeah.
Jeffrey Donner, Donner.
Well, this is the confidence to wear that mustache out in public.
Right.
Anyway, so this guy got fireman outfit. He wasn't a fireman. He was a fake fireman with a fireman gear, fireman outfit, fireman firefighting stuff, and set the woman's apartment complex on fire, a little small fire. And then under the guise of being a fireman needing to inspect her apartment for damage, knocked on the door, the lady lets the fireman in, and then he raped her.
Oh.
Now, as horrible as the rape is, if that isn't ingenious, I don't know what is. He really thought that out.
And Hitler was, what an organizer.
The Hitler thing.
And a sharp dresser.
So, back with your calls after this, 888-520-9710. I should stay out of the room. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Yes, what did you catch on fire? On purpose or on accident? The biggest thing.
888-520-9710. Sam in Huntington Beach, what'd you do?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Sam.
When I was in middle school, me and my friends used to light stuff on fire, like, you know, our farts and our old toys. But we decided that there was this burnt-down house next door, and half of it got burnt down. But they still had a lot of stuff in, like, their shed and stuff, and we'd go over there, break in all the time. And we saw a big old thing of gasoline, and I said, hey guys, their pool's still intact, let's take the lights up like the movies. So we dumped this huge, like, I don't know, one of those huge red things full of it, and we threw a match in, and it really lit up. Huge flames, black smoke everywhere. We just got the hell out of there.
So the pool was empty, obviously, because they were...
No, it had water in it. Like, it half the house burned down, so they're trying to keep it pristine. But
so
they
you
had
lit
left.
The pool on fire.
Yes.
That didn't surprise me, because a few years ago, I remember there's a news story that parts of Lake Erie was on fire. Remember that? It was so polluted. Lake Erie was burning.
Yeah, what do you put it out with? Just a bunch of firemen standing on shore going, I don't know.
Yeah, which extinguisher is that? Is that the powder or the... John, you're with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
I burnt down a Christmas tree lot. Do it every Christmas.
Every Christmas.
It's a great gift to the entire community, and they're completely thrilled.
Dumb.
I did see Danny Bonaducci on Airplane Southwest, and he had needles sticking out of his arms.
Catch this guy Saturday night at the Holiday Inn. He's the third act.
Does he have Tourette's?
Scooby-Doo or something. Scooby-Doo Tourette's.
Eric, hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Not much, man. Hey, basically, I had a strand of firecrackers that I'd found, and I was kind of messing around holding the flame below the wick, just seeing, you know, just messing around. I was probably like 10, 11 years old, and it caught the wick on fire, and I dropped the firecrackers on the couch. They all start going off, and the couch catches on fire. And my sister was there, and she was younger than me, and my dad was right outside, and I knew he was going to be in pretty soon. So I ran into his room, jumped in the shower, and acted like it wasn't me.
The couch just spontaneously combusted.
Oh, yeah, it was her. So, yeah, the whole couch on fire, and then ever since then, I wasn't allowed to stay.
Did you ever come clean, Eric? Did you ever come clean?
No, absolutely. It was there. They knew.
Oh.
They knew. But I wasn't allowed to stay home alone after that.
Eric is the man who blew up Davenport.
He's saying ouch before I even hit it.
Jackson, you're with Rusty, Heidi, and Frank.
Okay, hi, guys. When I was 10 years old, I set the back of my Nana's garage on fire with hairspray and a hand lighter.
Trying to kill a fly?
Possibly, or set all the plants on fire back there. I didn't feel like mowing the lawn anymore.
It's a quick and easy way.
Heidi, did you tell you never set the back of your Nana on fire?
Oh, gosh, no.
Two nights ago on fire.
Is that crazy lube you blow on, it gets hot?
I hate that crap.
You tried it.
I'm not into that stuff.
But you tried it?
Like, oh, yeah, great. It feels like my vagina's having a stroke.
You read the bottle. It heats up when you blow on it, or heats up when you bought it.
Tingles.
You bought it.
No, I didn't buy it. It was a gift bag or something. And I went, yeah, we'll try it.
Does it heat up or tingle?
The one I had tingles. I'm not into that kind of stuff.
Who uses gift bag lube?
Well, you know, you send me a gift bag, I use what's in it. You know, the dong, whatever. I don't want to be rude. You know, you sent over a dong, I'll at least try it once. Wash it off, put it back in the bag, and
I was at the store dong shopping the other day, and I saw one that looked just like mine.
What?
Here.
And I bought it for myself.
Don't you already have one?
I have that much of an ego.
You want to know what you feel like.
I want to know what it's like to be inside myself. No.
Deep, man.
There was
deep.
One that looked just like mine, so I bought it and gave it to Farty.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like, here you go.
In case you're gone.
Did she recognize the similarity?
Yeah.
You have to point it out.
That would be interesting.
And said, yeah, everything about it.
Oh.
Maybe that's her line of dongs. Maybe she made a cast of you when you were sleeping one night.
I should put those in the bag of S.
You should.
Oh, now that's got to be.
My replica dongs.
So that people know.
That's got to be over the line of decency somewhere.
Well, now I want to go get one.
I'll get you one for your birthday.
Okay, good. 24th.
Would you really
September.
Want to get one?
Yeah.
Would you, in the Italian, use it?
Yeah. Why not?
Would you use it with the Italian?
Yeah.
I mean.
And I'll call her Frank.
No,
I'll,
with her. Are you going to let my stand-in dong have sex with your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Nice.
So for those who are interested, is it called the, what's it called? Is it called the inchworm? What?
Yeah. It's actually a keychain. You press the testicles, it's got a flashlight off the tip.
Oh, good, good. Handy for a single
gal. Yeah, you know, Casey and Nigel, you need to find the lock.
The end close. Like the Mormons.
I'll never look at Mitt Romney the same way again.
Jenny, you're with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hi, guys, I love your show.
Thank you, love yours.
Oh, good. I was about 10 years old. I was hairspraying my hair, and my dad used to smoke in the house because back then, you know, just whatever. And he was lighting a cigarette behind me, and it singed off his eyebrows and mustache.
Somebody's chewing Nicorette after that.
Wait, at 10 years old, you're wearing hairspray?
Yeah, because it was, like, really feathers. Big back then with bangs. Remember, Heidi?
Oh,
well,
God.
Yeah, I guess the hair was different back then.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Isn't that funny? I think I overdosed my hair on so much hairspray in the 80s that I don't even wear any now. I don't even think I own any.
You think you'll all die of hairspray-coated lungs by the age of 50?
There's popcorn lung and coal miner lung and Aquanet lung.
It's that era. There's plenty of hairspray you inhale. Another hour to go. Your call's 888-520-9710. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.